Once upon a time in the LBC, on the east side off of 21 Street, there lived a young man, Cinderfellas his name. To make it interesting, it's me, Pink Gang. I lived in the house with my cool stepdad and two stepbrothers who treated me bad. I cooked, I cleaned, I scrubbed the floor, and I was like an errand boy running to the store. My brothers, they used to boast and brag, we've got FUBU and you got rags. And even worse than that, to make me feel low, they gave me a skateboard while they had low lows. Girls used to say, Snoop, you're so cute, but you get no rap with that toe-up khaki suit. Well, one day up the avenue, there was a man surrounded by the dark brown crew. He said, hear ye, come one, come all. The princess is having a royal ball. If you can rap or so dress fresh, you might wanna date with the sweet princess. Well, I ran home when I heard the news flash. I bust through the door straight to my stepdad. I said, stepdad, may I? And before I could finish,
hell no,
he replied, my brothers were going, they were getting down. Even Pops was going for a piece of the crown. They flaunted, they haunted, they knew what I wanted. We can and you can is what they taunted. They all stood there, laughing in my face. And as they walked out, they said, clean up this place.
And I'm the rapper Doggy Dog, you love. And I'm the rapper Doggy Dog, you love. And I'm the rapper Doggy Dog, you love. And I'm the rapper Doggy Dog, you love.
Well, I shrugged, I hissed, they all tried to diss, and I'd get them back if I had one wish. Before I could make my thought a phrase, there appeared a man from a puff of haze. He said, what's up, dawg? My name is Herb, and I'm your very dog father. You know it's word. Now I came here with the main purpose of granting you your fondest wish. I said, Herb, my man, just make me fresh, and I'm sure that I can handle all the rest. With the snap of his finger, sparks began to shoot, and I was jumping in my body, a slick silk suit. On my feet were some white tube socks and a fresh pair of chucks from the footlock. I showed him my sack, and don't you know, with a snap, the sack became some dodo. Once again, his hands began to flow, and then he changed my skateboard into a 6-4. He checked me over, passed me the keys, and said, one more thing before you leave. You must return before the stroke of 12, or you'll turn back into your old self.
And I'm the rapper Doggy Dog, you love. And I'm the rapper Doggy Dog, you love.
I jumped in the Lolo and went on my way. I got to the party about 10, I say. It was after 11 when I rocked the mic. And by the time I left the stage, the people were high. The princess was staring while holding a drink. Reflecting from my eyes was my gold tank. She waved her hands like, hello, hi. Then gave another gesture like, come here, guy. I left the stage, girls came in flocks. The bitch was swinging from the hard knocks. I heard a sound, not a tick nor knock. Gone first bell before 12 o'clock. No time to waste, I broke out in haste. The princess followed in a futile chase. A quick steady pace is what I kept. Lost one of my chucks on one of those steps. For the 6-4, I continued my stride. About this time, I heard gong 5. I was down the block when I heard gong 8. And the princess screamed out, wait, 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 wait.
And I'm the rapper Doggy Dog, you love. And I'm the rapper Doggy Dog, you love.
I was almost home when my luck ran out. And there went my suit, my dope sack and clout. My fresh Lolo also went too. And there was no denying that my night was through. The one all-star, the freshest thing I sported. Jumped on my board for home, I skateboarded. Made it to my pad, no time at all. Went to my room, or better yet, the four wall. Hit the shoe away, still feeling pleased. And jumped in my cop to catch some Z's. Early the next morning, when I awoke, I threw on me old slippers with me old house clothes. Sitting to the front, my family stared at me, saying, wasn't that you? No, I couldn't be. They kept asking me if I did my chores. My butt was saved by a knock at the door. Who is it? That was my brother's ball. The princess, the sweet voice remarked. She said she was looking for a certain man who could bring her a shoe like the one in her hand. The family ran around with their heads in the air, bringing her shoes from everywhere. She just shook her head and out of relief and said, no, that's not the one that I'm looking for, chief. I ran
in the room, and I got my shoe and said, is this the one you're referring to? Well, she said, yes, and you're so cute, but where's your dodo when you're slick, silk suit? When I put on the shoes, then there came a flash of light, and I was wearing the shit from just last night. Looked out the window, saw the 6-4, yelled to my family, I got to go. We drove up the avenue, the princess and I, and in the back of me, I heard my family cry.